I have a couple things I want to talk about today. One specifically related to the season of Lent, and one related to an item that's been in the headlines recently. Stay tuned. Hello, friends. Pastor Tim Westermeyer here, senior pastor of St. Philip Deacon in the western suburbs of Minneapolis. Good to be with you as always. We're approaching the end of February, and I have a couple of slightly unrelated things I want to lift up in today's episode, but both of them are connected to the moment we find ourselves in. The first of those has to do with the church season we are in, which is, of course, Lent. We just had Ash Wednesday a week ago, the first Sunday of Lent this past weekend here at St. Philip Deacon. Actually, the day we're taping this, we'll have our first Wednesday evening service. By the time this airs, that will have already happened, but I hope you will join us for those going forward. So one thing that I have not mentioned this year, which I've mentioned in prior years about Lent, is a really fun and educational online tournament based on the NCAA basketball tournament, March Madness. But this one's, it's called Lenten Madness instead. So it involves 32, or starts with 32 really important people who have lived, who are faithful Christians, many of them saints. And we're still in the early stages of it. So some of the voting has happened, but it goes all the way up until, I think, April 1st is when the Golden Halo is awarded. Before then, we get down to the Saintly 16, the Elate 8, and then the Faithful 4. And so I would just encourage you to sign up for that. You'll get emails. We have nothing to do with this event. It's put on by an organization called Forward Movement, which is a ministry of the Episcopal Church. And you can find more about it at lentmadness.org. lentmadness.org. The day we're taping this, as an example, we have Edith Stein versus Amy Carmichael. In the days before that, we had some heavyweights going up against each other. Paul the Apostle versus Peter the Apostle. We had John Wesley versus Martin Luther. In fact, that was the very first one, I think. So anyway, the emails you'll get will have a little summary of the life of the person, of both people that you're voting for, and then you get a chance to vote. And you find out the next day who won, and you get to vote again. They take weekends off, as I recall. And again, the Golden Halo is awarded on April 1st. It's a fun way to go through Lent and learn something about important saints who've gone before us. So again, I first thing I'm going to say is I just want to lift that up for you as something you might want to try out. I know that I've lifted up a couple of other resources in the last few weeks, so a YouTube interview with Richard Rohr and a book by a Catholic priest, Henry Nouwen, which I've actually gotten some feedback about. People have been very grateful for those. And so this is same vein, but a little more lighthearted. That's the first thing. The second thing is not related to Lent necessarily, but it is news that just happened within a few days before taping this. And that was the finalization of the exterior construction of La Sagrada Familia Cathedral in Barcelona, Spain. Some people I know have been there. I have not had a chance to go there. If you have been there and if you have thoughts about that cathedral, I'd love to hear about them. But the thing that struck me about that is that that cathedral has been undergoing construction now for 144 years. 144 years. In 2026, it was completed with the final exterior cross, I guess, making it the tallest church in the world, I think, at 172.5 meters. And it was also the centenary, 2026 is the centenary of Anthony Gaudi's death, who's the famous architect who inspired the intent and the design behind that cathedral. It's unlike anything else. Maybe we'll show some pictures of it that way. Once we do post-production with Tim's great work. But I just wanted to mark it and also lift it up as a reminder of something we talked about here at St. Philip Deacon a few years ago when we did some strategic planning. We lifted up, or I guess I picked a sentence from David Brooks's book, The Road to Character, in which he says, the person of character has the following things: a set philosophy about fundamental things, is enmeshed in a community of unconditional love, and this is the thing related to La Sagrada Familia, and is committed to a task that can't be completed in a single lifetime. And I love all of those, but I love that last one because it reminds us that we are called and invited by the God who created us to participate in something that is so big, so important, so immense, so vast that we ourselves can't complete it, but we get to contribute to it. And my question to you, I guess, this season of Lent and this moment when, again, we're celebrating the completion of that amazing cathedral is, what in your life is, what are you participating in? What are you committed to that's bigger than yourself? And that strikes me as a worthy thing to reflect on and to think about at any time, but maybe particularly during the season of Lent. You can find all kinds of news stories about the completion of the cathedral. It's the exterior again. They're going to continue to do some work on the interior, but it's a major milestone, and I was struck by it when I saw the news, and I thought I would just lift it up here. So I hope this Lenten season finds you well. I mentioned this in the last episode as well, but if you do have questions you'd like us to address here, I really would love to hear from you. We're hoping to do some Q&A episodes in the future. In order to do that, we need some questions. So feel free to comment below with those questions or email or text me or give me a call here at church if you'd like to do that. I'm so grateful for your time. Thanks for being with me today. And until next time, be well, stay in touch, and God bless.